the spark that was ignited under letters. I thoroughly enjoyed reading the lead article in the November issue of the Maharishi, confirmed in The Purpose of Existence by Evelyn Casillo Safair. Part of the article was just like a delightful trip down my memory lane. Evelyn talks of the dwindling ranks of devotees in the New York ashram when, with the grace of Bhagavan, some of you came to live in the Bridgetown, Nova Scotia ashram. For me and for quite a few of us, those were glorious days of spending time in the ashram with other devotees, chanting Bhagavan's name, listening to Bhagavadji recite Sri Lalita Sahasranama, etc. The spark that was ignited in the inner being of this poor soul has blossomed over these years in many ways. Off and on, I have had the vision of Sri Bhagavan as the embodiment of the holy Arunachala Hill, the Virupaksha Cave, Skandashram, and the Giri Pradakshina route are extremely embedded in my inner being, imparting to me a unique inner bliss. All this was possible because the Lord Bhagavan Ramana guided the steps of his devotees to this province. But as they say, time moves in circles, ranks dwindled in Bridgetown, and I felt sort of orphaned. However, over the years, his presence within the heart has grown stronger and ever present. It was Bhagavan's grace that brought you all here to Nova Scotia for our good. I failed to find adequate words to express my gratitude to Bhagavadji and all of you for your love and kindness in 101 ways. Please tell Evelyn that her article has brought a lot of joy to my heart, and I thank her too. In loving regards and deepest love, Yashwant Roy, Halifax, Nova Scotia.